This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua, Mesechta Chagiga Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. Okay, we begin on the bottom of Chav Beis Amar Beis. So now we're going to discuss the Mishnah on Chav Amar Beis in case number three. Hanoise es hamidras, noise es hachuma avalei es hakodesh. Someone who's carrying a midras, literally a rishon betuma, could carry truma in the other hand, but cannot carry kachim. So that's what the Mishnah said. Hanoise es hamidras, noise es hachuma avalei es hakodesh. That's one of the 11 chumras of kachim over truma. Says Gemara, Kodesh, my time alai. What's the reason you can't carry kachim? After all, we're talking about you're carrying truma in a klicharas. So if it's in a klicharas, it can't become tame just because you're holding tuma in your right hand. If you're holding truma, if you're holding kachim in a klicharas in your left hand, the kachim cannot become tame. Says Gemara, Kodesh, my time alai. Misha maisa shahaya. Because of an incident that happened. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. There's a story about someone who is transporting a barrel of kodshim wine from one place to another. V'nifsika ritsua shel sandaloi. And a strap of his sandal snapped. Now this guy was a Amoretz. And if he's an Amoretz, so then his garment is tame as tumas midras, and his strap snapped. V'natlai, so he picked up his strap. V'hinicha api chavis, and he put it on top of the barrel. V'nafla l'avir chavis, and then it fell into the airspace of the barrel. V'nitmes, and it became tame. So ba'isa sha'amru, at that moment they said, hanoiseyas hamidras, one who's carrying a midras, noiseyas hachuma is allowed to carry chuma, avaloyas hakodesh, but cannot carry kachim at the same time. Because that's what happened. He mistakenly was matame the kachim. Now Tosus asks that in order for something to become tame, it has to be a kli, and a shoe strap is not a kli. It's muksa. It's because not a kli. So not a kli, then why would it render something tame? So Tosha says it has to be that the shoe strap was big enough that it would be considered a kli. Okay, that's the scenario. So the Gemara asks, if this is the reason why it's tameh, so then by truma it should also be tameh. Ihachi truma nami. If so, truma also should become tameh. In other words, by truma we should also be goyzer, that you cannot carry truma and carry a midras because you might be matameh the truma. So the Gemara, no, Hamani Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. This is Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. The Amar, Loi Asru Ella Biyardein Uvesvina. They did an Asr only by a Yardein and a Svina. It means like this. There's a Shaila in general. If when Chazal make a Gzera because of something that happened, do we extend it to any possible case where that might happen, or do we only say that in the exact replica case, in the exact scenario, that any changes, that's when it's asr, and if there are any differences in the case, then we're not going to asr. Meaning, how do we say, well, this happens, so it could happen anywhere, and therefore we asr all cases, or do we say, no, it only happened in this precise case, there's no special reason why it happened in that precise case, but it happened in that case, so we'll only answer the exact same case. So therefore, we're saying that the Tana of our Mishnah holds like Rav Chananya ben Akavya, that when Chazal make zeros, they only answer when it's mamish exactly the same as when we had the issue the first time. Hamani Rav Chananya ben Akavya hida Amar, loy asru ela biyardein uvesvina. They didn't answer only by the Jordan River, and by a boat, ukamaisa shahaya, like the story that happened. Mahi, what's the story? In other words, This is going like Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, who says they only asered by the Yardin and by the Sfina, and like the story that happened. What is that story? We learned in a Braisa, Lo Yisa Adam Mechatas. A person is now to carry the waters of the Paraduma, the Efer Chatas, or the ashes of the Paraduma, the Yavirim Biyardim, and cross them over the Jordan River, Uva Sfina, or in a boat. And the same way you're now to cross them over the Jordan, or you're now to go on a boat with them. V'lo Yamay B'tzad Zev Yizurkim L'tzad Acher, you can't stand on one side of the river and throw it to the other side. V'lo Yishitim Al Pnei Amayim, you can't float it on the water. V'lo Yirkav Al Gavi Behema, you can't ride it over an animal. V'lo Al Gavi Chaviroi, or ride it on your friend's shoulders. The only thing you're allowed to do, the only way you're allowed to transport the ashes and the water of the Paraduma is if your feet are on the ground. But if your feet are not on the ground, you're throwing it, you're floating it, you're swimming it, you're riding it. So that you're not allowed to do. Unless your feet are touching the ground. Avo ma'avirun agabe agesher, you're allowed to cross it on a bridge, because then your feet are on the bridge. Ve'inoy choshesh, there's no concern. Echad hayardein. And this prohibition applies whether it's the Jordan River, the Achad Shar Naharis, or the Mississippi River, or the Ohio River, the Monongahela River. It doesn't matter. The reason is the reason. One time when a guy was transporting the materials of the Paraduma, it became Tameh, so we say any similar scenario is Aser. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, Oimer, Chananya ben Akavya says, Loi Aseru Ela B'Yardein. They did not Aser only for the Jordan River, Uvesvina, and on a boat, Chamaisa Shahaya. Meaning, if it's the Mississippi on a boat, it's okay. If it's the Jordan on a raft, it's okay. They only answered exactly like that case. So too, in the Mishnah, the story about the guy who was Matame with his shoe strap happened by Kachim. It didn't happen by Truma. And therefore, we only answer Kachim and not by Truma. So now the Gemara wants to know, what's the story of where somebody was transporting the ashes of the Paraduma and there was a problem? My Maisa Shahaya, what is the story that happened? Am Rav Yehuda, Am Rav. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. Maisa Ba'adam Echad, there's a story about a person, Shahaya Mavir Mechatas Ve'efer Chatas, he was transporting the water of the Paraduma and the ashes of the Paraduma, Biyardein, in the Jordan River, Uvesvina, and on a boat. Ve'nimtza Kezayis Meis Tachav V'karki Yisa Shal Svina. And they found a kazayas of a dead body stuck onto the ground of the boat. So this guy who was transporting the ashes of the Paraduma messed up the ashes because he was transporting it. Now, he had no idea there would be a kazayas of a mace on the boat, and the likelihood of that replicating is not so likely, but nevertheless, because of the maisa shahaya, they asked, but they only asked b'sfino v'yardin, according to Rav Akavya, Rav Chananya ben Akavya. As opposed to the Tanakama holds, they asked all kinds of cases, any river, any means of transport. Now, that implies that according to the Tanakama, when we make gzeros across the board, even in cases which have different details. According to him, then it should come out that we should be gozer by Truma also, that you can't carry Truma and Midrash at the same time. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Paraduma, he passes like the Tanakama, and by Hilchos Avos HaTuma, he paskins that they only answered by Kodshim and because of the Maisa Shahaya. So it's a little bit of a stira. In other words, the Rambam paskins like the Tanakama that we answer all scenarios, but he still paskins we only answer Kodshim and not Shuma. That's the Kasha, it's the Kasha of the Kesef Mishnah. Okay. Says the Halakha Gemara, Mai Maisa. What was the story with the Paraduma? Shahaya, Mai Maisa Shahaya. Sorry, I read that. Fine, now the Gemara is a Shaila. This gezerah that we made, did we only make it by a sandal that's Tameh? Or did we even make it by a sandal that's Tahar? Because lest you come to carry a sandal which is Tameh as well. Yibailu sandal tame sandal tahar mahu. Rashi says that, which we said they were goyzer that you shouldn't carry kodshim, where the gozer are only by sandal tame or also sandal tahar. Chavis psucha, chavis stuma mahu. They were gozer, you can't carry an open barrel. What about a closed barrel? We know a closed barrel, if it's a closed barrel, it can't become tame, but maybe we should make gzer, you might open it.
But according to Chanin ben Akavia, it's a specific case, though.
I mean, this should change the detail. Apparently, the Gemara is asking that this doesn't really change the detail. A sandal is a sandal. It sounds like perhaps the.
Because in the case of the boat, right?
Uh-huh.
The yardin had nothing to do with it.
True.
It was found on the boat, so being on the yardin on this river has nothing to do.
You're
with
right. On the one hand, it has nothing to do with it, but it has to, but since that's where it happened, we aser the yardin. So we'll aser midras. But does it have to be a tame? Maybe that's like, even though it's a detail that matters, but maybe it doesn't change the picture. In other words, we stamp, according to Rav Chanan ben Akavia, we just stamp the same case. Maybe this is still called the same case, even though in Lamdus or in Svara it should make a difference, but it's still the same picture. It's a sandal with kachim. We said you're not allowed to carry tuma with kachim, but what if you did? What if you did? Does it render it? The whole problem is you might come to be metameit, but you didn't. So let's say you violated and you carried it. Does anything happen to the barrel? So Gemara says, Rav Ila Amar im avar venasa tamei. Rav Ila says, if you violate it and you carry it, it's tamei. Rav Zera Amar avar venasa tahar. Rav Zera said, if you violate and you carry it, it's tahar. Meaning, you're not allowed to carry it, but if you did, it's not going to change the status of it. Okay. Now we move on to the case, which is number 6. That kelim that are completed b'tahara, you still have to send them to the mikvah for kodshim, but not for truma. What does this mean? We know that so long that a kli is not finished, it's not susceptible to tumah. The moment it's nigmar, it's susceptible to tumah. So we say like this, kelim that were completed b'tahara. Now while they're being made, it could be somebody who was tumah encountered them, but at the moment that they were completed, they were completed b'tahara. So it needs tefillah for kachim. Says Gemara, "Degamrinu man." Who's completing them? Ilema degamrinu chaver. If a chaver completed it, someone who has no chshash of tuma, lamalu tefillah. Why does it need tefillah? It never became tummy. It was completed by someone who there's no chshash tuma. Ella degamrinu amaoretz, but must be it was completed by a unlearned person. So that person is tameh. So Gemara says nigmar betahara kailahu. Why would you call it? It was nigmar betahara. I guess even by truma it should be a problem. Amar Rava Bar Shila, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel, la'olam digamrinu chaver. Really, a someone who's careful in the laws of tahara completed it. If someone who's careful in the laws of tahara completed it, what is the chshash? Why do you need to be toivled for kachim? Umishum sinura da amaoretz. The chshash is the spittle of an amaoretz, perhaps rendered it tame. Meaning, maybe an amaoretz spat at it, and that spittle is considered an avatama. And therefore, you need to send it to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, "Denaf alemis." When did this spittle fall on the kli? Ilema makami de ligmare. If it fell on the kli before it was finished, halav manahu. It wasn't a kli then, so it's not going to become tame. Ela basar de gamre. Ela mai. It fell on it after it was completed. Mizhar zahir bahu. So the chaver would be careful that the spittle of the amaretz would not fall on it. Mimanav shach. When did it fall? If it fell on it before it became a kli, so it's not going to become tame. If it elamai already became a kli, so the chaver will make sure the amaretz, the spit, doesn't get on it. Says Gemara lo elamikame de gamri. Really, the chashas were afraid the spit got on it before the kli was finished. V'dilma be'idna de'gamri, but maybe at the time that the chaver completed the kli, there was still some moist spittle on it. Adayin lechahi. It's still moist. That's the chash. The chash is a chaver completed it, and once it's completed, he would never let an amaretz spit get anywhere near it. However, we're afraid that the spit got on it before. And if the spit got on it before, it might still be wet at the time that it was completed. So now the Gemara says something very interesting that will occupy the rest of the Amud and part of Amud Beis as well. So all the Mishnah requires is you have to send this kli to the mikvah, tefillah in. You have to send it to the mikvah. Harev shemeshla. You don't need to wait till nightfall. We know for Tumah d'Oraisa, often going to the mikvah is not sufficient. You need to wait for nightfall. You know, ayin in the first Mishnah brachos. But for Tumah d'Rabbanan, very often, you don't need to wait for a nightfall. So the Mishnah implies you send it to the mikvah and you don't have to wait for nightfall. Says the Gemara, Mas nisin deloik Reb Elazar. The Mishnah is not like Reb Elazar. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah. Now, let's get some background over here. This is going to be a Mishnah in Parah. And in Parah, we have a klal in Shas that whenever the tzedoikim hold something, we jump through hoops to show, no, fakeret. We like, bedafka, do it the way they think you're now to do it. Even though you don't have to do it, the dafka, the other way. But we're mak v'davka to do it the other way. L'hoitzi miliban shel tzedoikim. So for instance, the tzedoikim say that the ktsiras ha'omer is not doicha Shabbos. So the Gemara Menachah says that when we do the ktsiras ha'omer on Shabbos, we do it with a lot of pomp and ceremony, and we repeat every step of the process many times just to show the tzedoikim are wrong. The same thing with paraduma. The tzedoikim say that the person who handles the paraduma has to be tahar, 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 tahar. But it's not true. Because we hold that if one of the kelim became tameh, you could just send it to the mikvah and you don't have to wait for harav shemesh. Meaning the tzedoikim hold that a tvul yoim cannot be involved with the paraduma. And we hold not like that. We hold that tvul yom could be involved with the paraduma. So to show that they're dafka wrong, we allow a tvul yom. Not only do we allow a tvul yom, we possibly are metame the kalim of a paraduma, send it to the mikvah so that it's missing harav shemesh just to like stick it to the tzedoikim. So the Gemara says like this: the tanan shvoiferes shechat chalchatas, a tube, a reed tube that you cut for the ashes of the paraduma. So it was handled by an Ama Oretz. So Reb Elazar Omer Yitbo Miyad. Reb Elazar says, just send it to the mikvah. Because anyway, it was Tameh from the Ama Oretz. So you send it to the mikvah, and it's already missing Harav Shemesh, and we could show the tzedoikim they're wrong. Rashi says, Yitbo Miyad, shekol tashmishe para asuyin b'kli amekabel tuma. All appurtenances that were made with a kli that's mekabel tuma require tefillah, and before harav shemesh, you're allowed to use them for the paraduma. Says the next Tana, Rabbi Shua Omer yitma v'acher kach yitma. Dafka make the kli tame and then be toivelet. V'havinan ba we asked on it, dechat chaman, who cut the reed? Ilema dechat chachaver. If a chaver cut it, then lamali tefillah. Then why does Rabbi Elazar say we need to be toivelet? Ve'ela dechat chamaretz. If an amaretz cut it, b'ha lema Rabbi Shua yitma v'yitval. Would Rabbi Shua say that if an amaretz cut it, you should dafka make it tame and then be toivelet? It's already tame. Ha tame v'koy. It's already tame. You know, in other words, Miman Rav Shach, who are we dealing with? If it was cut by a chaver, then why does Rabbi Elazar say it needs tefillah? If it was cut by an amaretz, why does Rabbi Shua say, make it tummy, it's ready tummy? V'amar Rava, Rabba Bar Shila, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmua, La'olam dechat chachaver. Really, a chaver cut it. U'mishum tzinoira da amaretz. A chaver cut it, and we're worried about the spittle of an amaretz. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar says, send it to the mikvah. And what does Rabbi Yeshua say? Now the Gemara says, "Denaf alemas." When did it fall? Ilemim mekamei delitcha. If it's before the chaver cut it, halav manahu. It's not a cleave. Elabasa the charcha. If it fell after the chaver cut it, mizar zarba. Won't the chaver be careful that the spittle of the amaretz doesn't get on it? La oilam mekamei delitcha. Really, we're afraid that the spit got on it before the chaver cut it. But dilma beidna the chadcha. But maybe when he cut it, adayin lechahi, it's still wet. Now, so Rabbi Elazar says, send it to the mikvah. Rabbi Elazar says, send it to the mikvah. Why? Because it might be tame. Send it to the mikvah. And what does Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua says, be metame it. Says the Gemara, Bishlam al Rabbi Yeshua. This is all fine and dandy according to Rabbi Yeshua. Hainu de'ika hekeru l'tzedoikin. Now we understand how we show that the tzedoikim are wrong. The Tanan we learned in a Mishnah. It's another Mishnah in Para. It's a quote in the Gemara in Yuma. Metamin hayu es hakoyein. They would be metame the koyein that burnt the para. They would be metame him with the sharats. So the Gemara is saying like this: Bishlam according to Rabbi Shua, Rashi says, who according to Rabbi Shua we require to be metame the kli, and it's not enough with the chshash that the amaretz spit on it. But we're metame it straight out, and then we send it to the mikvah. And even though it needs harav shemesh, no, we say that a tful yom is good for paraduma. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, we have a very nice heker for the tzedoikim because we went out of our way to be metame it in a way that it's for sure a tful yom, meaning it's for sure something that you would think you need to wait until sunset, and we don't wait till sunset. The tzedoikim say that the paraduma was only conducted and performed after sunset. So according to Rabbi Shua, we understand. But according to Rabbi Lezer, we're not being metame the kli. We're relying on the fact that the amaretz was metameit. We're relying on the fact that amaretz was metameit. What's the heker to the tzedoikim? The only heker to the tzedoikim is if ordinarily you need harav shemesh. So that means our Mishnah that does not need harav shemesh is not going according to Rabbi Lezer. Ela the Rabbi Lezer, I amir bishalma ba'alma b'inan harav shemesh. If you're going to say not like our Mishnah, that typically when a kli is nigmar b'tahara, All it needs is mikvah. If you're going to say not like our Mishnah that a kli that's nigmar b'tahara needs mikvah and harav shemesh, so that's the heker to the tzedoikim, that even though a kli normally would need harav shemesh if it was nigmar b'tahara, here we don't need harav shemesh for paraduma. Hainu de'ika heker l'tzedoikim. But if you're going to say like our Mishnah that a kli that was nigmar b'tahara and has a chshash that maybe the spit of an Amma Oretz is on it, if you're going to say that kli does not need harav shemesh, then in what way is Rabbi Lezer's sending the kli to a mikvah? How does that counteract the tzedoikim? The tzedoikim say, how does that counteract the tzedoikim? By us saying it doesn't need harav shemesh, kelim never need harav shemesh. If in general kelim don't need harav shemesh, my heker l'tzedoikin. What in what way are we going out of the way to stick it to the tzedoikim? Look at Rashi. Ela Rebbe Lezer, she'ena matzricha ela tumazu. But according to Rebbe Lezer, who does not need only this tuma, so I amrit b'shalma ba'alma hitzrichu chachamim harav shemesh by tfilas kelim hanigmarim b'tahara. If you're going to say not like the Mishnah, so here by Paradum we don't need it. So it's a heker for the Tzedoikim. But if in general we don't need Harav Shemesh, then what heker is there for the tzedakim? Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll see the answer tomorrow. Tomorrow's Amud is somewhat of a short Amud. And,
Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Tuesday. We're going to pick it up Tuesday. Thank you. Tuesday. Okay, everyone, stay safe, stay well. Have a great night. Shlof Kazan.
All right, good night.
Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.